USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has approved phase two of a coronavirus response by a 90-8 vote. The legislation covers the cost of testing and ensures paid sick leave. The lawmakers are drafting a third phase, a stimulus bill that could top $1 trillion.
I want people to know that you're not going to be left without income. The unemployment system exists. It's woefully inadequate for the circumstance that we're under.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he intends to keep the Senate in session until a deal is struck. President Trump has announced he's invoking the Defense Production Act.
My emergency declaration allowed us to waive regulations to give nurses and doctors maximum flexibility to respond to the virus and to protect our frontline professionals that we've authorized through telehealth nationwide.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says the Trump administration still hasn't produced enough coronavirus tests.
I have to tell you this as governor of Minnesota. I watch a news conference that tells us we have testing capacity. I am telling you we don't have testing capacity. Governors of New Mexico are telling us we don't have testing capacity. Governor of New York is telling us we don't have testing capacity. It's not out there yet.
A strong 5.7 earthquake struck Salt Lake City, shaking buildings, closing the airport, and cutting power to thousands. It was the strongest quake to hit the city since 1992. Salt Lake sits on a major tectonic fault. The quake struck at 7 in the morning and was centered in Magna, about 15 miles west of downtown. It was followed by a series of aftershocks, including one that registered magnitude 4.4. Utah Governor Gary Herbert urged residents and workers to stay away from the downtown area as crews assess the damage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Pentagon is giving 5 million respirator masks and up to 2,000 deployable ventilators to the Department of Health and Human Services to help in the coronavirus pandemic. USA's John Clemens reports.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper said the so-called N95 respirators are designed for use by deployed troops, require training to operate, it may have single-use limitations.
The Department of Defense will make available up to 5 million N95 respirator masks and other personal protective equipment from our own strategic reserves to the Department of Health and Human Services for distribution. The first 1 million masks will be made available immediately.
Secretary Esper is also considering a request to deploy a Navy hospital ship to New York City to care for non-coronavirus patients. I'm John Clemens.
There's now a major shortage of blood supplies. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Across the nation, the Red Cross is now pleading for blood donations, as officials say they're getting to the point where doctors and hospitals may have to decide who gets blood and who does not. They say you can find out how and where to donate blood, or you can sponsor a drive by visiting redcrossblood.org. Download the Red Cross Blood app from your favorite app store, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.